verse 22. Listen to wisdom. Listen to wisdom talk to us. In the beginning, I was there. God possessed me even before he created the universe. Now, this is what got me. God did what? Possessed me before he did what? Create the universe. From eternity past, I was set up in play. And that's what got me. He said, from eternity past. Eternity is eternity past and just eternity. God didn't start. You can't find out where he started. You can't find out where he ends. He possessed me from eternity past, I was set in place. Before the world began, I was anointed from the beginning. Before the ocean depths were poured out. And before there was any glory fountain overflowing with water, I was there dancing. Wisdom wasn't just sitting there, said, well, what are we going to do next, Lord? He said, I was there dancing, couldn't wait. Even before one mountain had been scoped out, one hill raised up, I was already there, what? Before it was anything took, I was there dancing. Why? Because I knew God was about to do something magnificent. I knew God was about to do something wonderful. Oh, my. I was there dancing. When he created the earth, the fields, even the first ton of dirt, I was already there. When he hung the tapestry of the heavens and stretched out the horizon of the earth, when the clouds and skies were set in place and this subterranean fountain began to flow strong, I was already there. When he set in place the pillars of the earth and spoke the decrees of the sea, commanding the waves so that they wouldn't do what? Overstep their boundary. I was there close to the Creator. Creator's side, as his what? Master artist. Now I can see clearly, even more clearly, that God don't do storms and tornadoes. Because he said he put some boundary on them. Floods and stuff like that, that's not the work of God. Because he put boundary on them. What they're doing overriding their banks. Come on. What are they doing coming out of their banks? Because he said when he set them up, I was there so they wouldn't overrun their banks. And what happened? When God, you want me to elaborate on a little bit, just a little bit? What happened? When God finished, notice wisdom said, telling us how God made this earth, right? How he put everything in place. Notice he said everything was set in place, right? Amen. Well, when he got through making, he turned it over to man. Amen. And the earth been having problems ever since man got it. Ever since man got it and did what God told him not to do, God gave him the earth and instruction with it. Verse 30. I was there close by. Yeah, I read that one. Okay, daily he was filled with delight in me. As I what? Playfully rejoiced before him, I laughed and played. That tell me God is not a dried up prune either. I laughed and played, so happy with what he had made. While finding what? My delight. Wow. While finding my delight in the children of men. See, God had made this vast world, this world, and wisdom. Here I am to teach you all about it, to show you how to get the best result from this earth, this world. You've been brought into it, all the magnificent things and that God has brought forth and created and show you. I'm here to show you how to use it and make it work for you and cause it to make you full of joy and call you to dance with me and rejoice and be full of life and peace, no care, no worry, no frustration, no confusion. I'm here to show you God goodness and God best. So, verse 32. So listen, watch it now. So listen, my sons and daughters, to everything I tell you. Ooh, that means some stuff you're going to have to go turn off, ain't you? Some people you've been talking to, you're going to have to cut them off, ain't you? So listen, my sons and daughters, what I tell you. For nothing will bring you more joy than following my ways. Listen to my counsel. Who counsel you been listening to? For my instruction will what? Enlighten you. And you will be what? Wise not to do what? Ignore it. If you wait at wisdom doorway, longing to hear a word for each day, every day, joy will do what? Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm so weary. I'm so tired. You ain't at the right door. You're not at the right door. You listen to the wrong person. You need to close that door and get away from it. So I opened up the wrong door. Ooh, Jesus. Where did I stop it? Break forth within you as you listen for what I will say. For the what? Fountain of life pours into you every time that you find. And this is the secret of growing in the light and the favor of the Lord. But those who what stumble and miss me will be sorry they did. For what? Ignoring what I have to say will bring harm to your own soul. Those who hate me are simply what? Flirting with death. Whew. My. Now, I want to go because my time is just about out. I knew it would happen, but that's all right.